Airman First Class Raymond Lozano, Staff Sergeant Jacob Frazier, Senior Airman Bradley Smith, Major Gregory Stone, and now, Major Walter David Gray.
David exhibited a growing boy's interest in things military as he and Ronnie played Army.
August 8th, 2012, Heather hears a doorbell early in the morning.
I opened the door. I still didn't quite put it together, and the colonel was standing there, and he just looked at me, and I was like, why are you here? You know, I didn't quite get it. And then I saw the chaplain, and he was standing there holding his white piece of paper, and his hands were shaking. And that's when I realized that someone had died. And I just said, oh no, who is it? And you could tell that like all the blood drained from their faces. And he said, Heather, it was David.
Major Gray was a 13 Lima, the career field designator for air liaison officers, airmen who serve as the link between the Air Force in the sky and the Army on the ground.
When we were stationed in Germany and he came home very, very excited, and he said, they've opened up the 13 Lima career field. And he said, TACP, I can be a TACP again.
But it meant that her husband, who served within the ranks of the Tactical Air Control Party as an enlisted airman, would be leaving once again.
And I remember sitting there and just sitting back and listening to him talk about the brotherhood that was TACP. Once a TACP, always a TACP. This was what he had been put on this earth to do.
Now, 10 months after her husband was killed in action while serving in Afghanistan, Heather Gray found herself back at the schoolhouse, where it all began, for the unveiling of her late husband's name on the TACP Fallen Heroes Memorial.
We're honored to have Major Gray's family in attendance today as well. His wife, Heather Gray.
I know that he died doing what he loved to do. That I can't think of a more fitting way than for him to die as a hero, because he was a hero.
Airman First Class Stephen Ellis.
Three, two,
Herbert Field, Florida.